Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
The Institute for Gene Therapies, or IGT, has launched with the aim of maximizing the potential of gene therapies in genetic disorders such as spinal muscular atrophy. Comprised of industry leaders, scientists, and patient advocates, the IGT's overarching goal is to set the foundation for a modernized regulatory and reimbursement framework that fosters the development of transformative gene therapies and patients' access to them. Its mission is educating stakeholders across the healthcare community. Human genes are made up of DNA, which influences how the body functions on the most basic level. By modifying non-functioning genes or replacing missing ones, gene therapies can prospectively alter the way that many diseases are treated and with long-lasting results. Some treatments have already been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, such as Zolgensma, and many more are in clinical trials for a wide spectrum of diseases, including different types of cancer, neuromuscular diseases, blood disorders, including hemophilia type A and hemophilia type B, and infectious diseases. Rather than addressing the underlying causes of different disorders, most medications merely help manage their symptoms. Gene therapies are inherently different from conventional treatments in that they tackle a disease's root cause in order to create lasting change. In addition, some of these therapies have the benefit of being one-time treatments that effectively cure the disease. Eric Paulson, the Institute for Gene Therapy's chairman and former U.S. congressman, said, quote, "The incredible scientific advancements in this space present unique opportunities to directly improve and save the lives of patients suffering from debilitating diseases." Despite a growing focus on gene therapy in general, current regulatory and reimbursement structures, from the drug approval process to how treatments are paid for, were built over time around pharmaceutical and biologic medicines. Part of the IGT's mission is to change that paradigm. The effort calls for stakeholders to collaborate to ensure health policies mirror cutting-edge medical advances, remove hindrances to patient access to gene therapies, and promote long-term remedies. The Institute for Gene Therapies will work to raise awareness of gene therapy and its potential value.
Coming up next, I'll share one of my perspectives with you. As I age, getting progressively weaker is just part of SMA. Even though I'm on active treatment with Spinraza, I still find myself getting weaker over time, but the progression of the weakness is definitely slowed while being on this treatment. Slowly, over the course of a couple of years, extending my arms and fingers to what would be considered a normal range of motion has become somewhat challenging. My middle and ring fingers on my right hand have started to bend toward the palm of my hand, and extending these fingers out straight has become more challenging. Working with my physical therapist, Emily, we're concentrating on not only extending these fingers, we're also working on extending the range of motion in my elbow on my right arm so that I can extend my arm further. While I've never been self-conscious as to the way that I look, not being able to extend my arm or fingers on my right hand has made it more challenging to do what used to be considered normal, like extending my arm to shake someone's hand when I meet them. If I'm unable to extend my fingers out straight, it makes it difficult for me to give a firm handshake. While no one's ever said anything to me, if I accidentally shake their hands with a few of my fingers curled up, it's still something that crosses my mind and makes me more aware of my own disease. I've even found myself trying to avoid shaking hands, thus not putting myself in these awkward positions. I've never been one to back down from a challenge, so the exercises that Emily and I are doing are helping me to possibly eliminate any further damage and possibly correct some of the damage that's already occurred. Living with SMA presents different challenges for each individual who suffers from the disease, and while some of these challenges may seem either trivial in nature or even somewhat vain, it's still an issue that can be addressed and possibly corrected. SMA may redirect parts of my daily life, but if I have anything to say about it, it'll never control who I am. Physical therapy is one of the most important aspects of my life, especially now. So if you're a physical therapist listening to this flash briefing, please understand the importance of what you do. You may think that you're doing your job, but in reality, you're vastly improving how those of us with SMA live our lives.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.